Bill, when you hired Romeo early on, and what was the mindset there? Obviously, I mean, you knew the talent, you knew him from New England, but was he an integral part of what you were trying to build here with your staff and to establish that defensive foundation?
Absolutely. I mean, he had been, former head coach, had great success as a defensive coordinator in a similar system that in pro football that I was familiar with, and I knew that. Having a guy like him on our staff with all the different experiences that he's had in football, both on and off the field, forget about the X's and O's, just all the other things that he's had to deal with, I knew that he'd be a valuable member of the staff. I think he's been a very good member of the staff as it relates to the guys that work for him, Vrabel and Butler and Weaver and Midget and then Lawing and Bowen, those guys, to be in a room with Romeo, I think that's a good thing for younger coaches too. So it's been good all the way around.
How is your guys, now that you've worked together for 3 years, how has your relationship developed and, you learning things from him, he learning things from you as well?
Good. Yeah, no, we have a good relationship. He loves football. I love football. We talk about a lot of different things as it relates to things that he's had to deal with in his career, even when he was a head coach, you can bounce things off him. He's had a great amount of experience, so we have a really good relationship.
What are the challenges of coaching against someone that you've coached with, even if it's been a while?
Well, I mean, I think it's more about it doesn't really matter about the, the fact that I coached there or several other guys on our staff coached there. It's more about the teams right now, the 2016 Patriots versus the 2016 Texans. That's the most important thing. It's about what they're doing right now and what we're doing. And it's going to come down to the team that executes the best and, is able to adjust the fastest. We know that, and that's what we're prepared for.
Considering how well Leckler's punted inside the 20 only 4 times in his career, he had at least 30. How much of a factor can he be to help you guys?
Yeah, I think Lex a big factor in every game that we play. When we've won, we've usually won the field position battle. That's a lot of that has to do with his punting, his ability to pin a team inside the 20-yard line, making it very difficult to drive the ball 90 yards, 85 yards on our defense. Leck has he's improved his game actually in many ways as his career has gone on, because now, not only does he have the real strong leg, but he also, he has the touch to be able to put it inside the 20, which he's done throughout the year. So he's been a big weapon for us.
When you went to New England, Vince said right off the bat, you didn't hold anything back. Didn't seem to be any adjustment period for you. Worked your way up from being quiet to being you. When you went in there, what was it like for you when you first got there? And what was your philosophy about coaching those guys considering your position?
Well, I was the lowest guy on the totem pole, So I just went in there and basically, broke film down, did whatever was asked of me. I ran a scout team, did different projects for different coaches, helped out with different positions. And just really worked and observed, observed a lot of how the team was run and, team meetings, staff meetings. I was able to observe and learn a lot, and that was my main role. And then the following year is when I became a position coach. I was the receiver coach in 08, and then, more obviously a lot more coaching came into play then. But the first year was more about learning the pro game and just doing whatever they asked me to do.
Bill, Brady was telling some old stories yesterday, and the quarterback room and the teapot on and on. We've asked you a couple times before, but yesterday he said that he's not sure who. Maybe that you still have the teapot. Do you know where the teapot's at?
Yeah, I don't know. It was more like a I don't know if it was even a teapot. It looked like more of a. They had made it into a trophy with the lines and things like that. I mean, a lot of that stuff was made up too. The stuff they wrote on there, so. Can't believe everything they write. But, I don't know where that is. I'm not sure where that is.
Most coaches don't take pay cuts. Bill talked about being a leap of faith for you to come up there in that role after you've been an offensive coordinator. What was it like when you told Colleen what you wanted to do?
Yeah, we were at Duke. We were coaching in college, and, you know, look, I had been in contact with Bill over the years, and he had a spot that he felt I was a good fit for, and he called and offered it to me. And the money didn't quite match up with what my salary was at the time. And, you know, I think with Colleen and I, we always make decisions together, and she felt like, we both felt like that was the best decision for our family at the time, and that's what we decided to do. We'd deal with the pay cut and things like that, knowing that we had a chance to go work for an organization that was a great one and one that we could learn a lot in. So, you know, that was kind of the decision. But it took a few conversations.
You mentioned You mentioned Vrabel's influence on Whitney earlier in the week, and I was just curious, just his ability to take his playing experience and kind of translate it to players. How has he been able to kind of do that so well as a coach?
He it's a good point. I mean, he definitely has a great way of communicating, things that probably he saw as a player, ways that he prepared as a player. And then obviously he communicates how he wants those guys to play, teaches the defense, teaches the front. He's involved with a lot of different areas of the defense, the coverage, the rush, the stop and the run. And he does a great job. And I'm sure that the fact that he played 14 years, many of those experiences help him teach too. And I'm sure the players, they obviously have a ton of respect for that, his playing career. But most importantly, they have a lot of respect for him as a coach and how he teaches, how he communicates.
Bill, how does your game plan kind of evolve from the time you guys meet as coaches on Monday, players come in Tuesday, hey, we're going to do this, maybe try it in practice, that didn't work quite what we thought, to the point where you're printing out your game sheet, getting ready to go play football?
Yeah, I think that, look, we strive for perfection in practice, so we're not going out there kind of dipping our toe in the water. We want to make sure that we have great execution in practice. It doesn't always turn out that way, and then we go back and we watch the film as a staff and kind of figure out what went wrong and if we need that play, no doubt about it. But I think also we talk to the players a lot about the plays that they're comfortable with. It's not really it's not a dictatorship. It's more about, hey, look, do you like this play? Do you like this throw? Do you like this route? Do you like this blitz? Is this something you think will work? Especially the veteran players. So, but when we go out to practice, we want a high level of execution, and I think we had that this week. We had a good week of practice, so we'll see what happens.